Blog Talk Radio.
Guys and girls, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And today is a rainy day. It's kind of dreary in the month of June, June the 13th. And it's, you know, when it gets bleak like this, it's very hard to be optimistic. The birds aren't singing. They're all hunkered down. You know, it's very, the only thing you can do for entertainment is watch the congressional hearings. I'm looking in the paper one day, and a local furniture store has a mattress sale, and there's this beautiful woman, and she's sitting on the mattress. She's the store model, and it says, you know, today's special, $499. And I'm always tempted to go into the store and go up to the owner and say, I buy this woman. And the guy goes, what do you mean you buy this woman? And the whole show is there. It's like, $4.99, I buy this woman. You send the mattress. Woman, come with me now. You can't do that. What do you mean? In the picture. Picture say, $4.99. Is that the woman in the picture? I take this woman now. Deliver the mattress. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great, huh? And if the guy's a liberal, he'll give in. Oh, well, he's right. It's in the paper. Yeah, and I mean, she's in the picture on the mattress. I'm sorry, Miss Jones. Yeah, unbelievable. Let's see what we got. We got a treat for you tonight. We got a show. Okay, I'm going to give you 4 minutes and 54 seconds. I caught Rush Limbaugh today.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm just listening to Rush Limbaugh. He's playing clips from some clown in the Party of Death, Party de la Muerte, and he's comparing what's going on now to this is the greatest financial disaster since the Great Depression. The Great Depression. What, are you kidding me? You have no idea what a depression is, you little smurf. Yeah. This is the greatest. Yeah. You should be standing in line across the street from the Empire State Building in 1934, waiting for a guy to fall off the building so you could go get his job. You have no idea what a depression is. If you told that to the depression generation, they would rise up and stomp you to death. Yeah, you gave all our industry away to the communists. And you ran around with your little EPA fines. I'm going to fine you. Oh, you're going to move? Where are you going? Shanghai? Yeah. Were you growing crops, Farmer Brown? You're not supposed to do that anymore. Here's a piping plover on your beach. Yeah. Oh, man. I never saw a country put itself out of business. There, what do they say? 49% of the country is on welfare?
Well, welfare isn't what it used to be.
Welfare used to be a bag of flour and a kick in the ass.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. Well, welcome to the Spirit of America Party. We are big on anti-communism because that's what's ruining the country. They don't call it that anymore because they had two generations to brainwash and fill their head with smoke-filled dreams. So they can go, like one guy described his college education as a four-year drunk. Four-year drinking binge. Yeah, I went to college. I took up, what did I get? What kind of marks did I get? I got 100 proof. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. You got a skeleton crew of freedom that's trying to keep it all together, and we're putting them in jail for shooting back. They were shooting back at the Taliban, and we're trying to make peace with the Taliban so we can run out of this place as quick as we can. And blame it on Bush. Judge Bush. Yeah, I'm getting bad vibes, man. I'm going back. I'm getting Bush flashbacks. NBC was crucifying them. They had everything there. But the only thing they didn't have was the cat and nine tails. Because the cat was crawling up Chris Matthews' leg. Yeah, and they brought in a French expert to describe how France feels about Bush. And he goes, nobody likes Bush. Everybody hates Bush. Yeah. Hey, what's that? There's a guy wearing jack boots. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender to everything. Even when I make love, I surrender. Oh, man, are we in trouble? As a buddy of mine used to say, see you on the campus. But he never went. And then he used to say, we're all up the fat lady's burka. Oh, you can't say that today. That's discrimination. What can you say today? You can't sing the Star Spangled Banner. And if you're a senior citizen, you can't fly an American flag because American flags are banned. They're banned under the new Obama. We are all slaves to the Lion King. Buona Macuba, with the Kenyan birth certificate, comrade. And how come we can't see his records up in Communist Harvard? Oh, you know why? Because it's all communist paperwork. And we don't want the world to know that our president is a communist. We're not completely seated yet. Once we're completely in power, and then we'll show you what we're really all about.
Okay, that was a little dissertation, and I'm going to play a song. I'm introducing this song. She comes on like a dream. You know, everybody's checking the boxes. You know, what color are you? You know, are you illegal? When you fill out your college application, there's so many boxes. Now, I say there should be only one box, American. But if you want to split us all up, and then I would take this song, and it goes something like this. She comes on like a dream, peaches and cream. What a heavenly delight. She's 25, She's beautiful and she's white. That's a racial epithet. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine.
You're beautiful and you're mine. Okay. Oh, I got the words mixed up before. Anyway, I'm looking with the all-seeing eye. You know, the guru has the eye in the middle of his head. It's diamond-shaped. I'm looking with the all-seeing eye, and I don't see good things for this generation. I see this generation with a lot of baggage. And I'll tell you what I see. I often say there are more nuns today than ever before. And that's the ones who are not marrying. There's a lot of girls out there that are not getting married. And my wife ran into a girl today that she's been dating a guy for 15 years. Dating a guy for 15 years. And they broke up. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? We're in trouble. And wait till you have to take care of your elderly parents. And just when you think you caught a break, yeah, we're in trouble. But the worst part is the economic part. And I would say this generation is going to be the first generation that never made money on its house. And there's a lot of people right now that are living in houses underwater. And the rents are getting up there, too. And it's hard to, you own and you lose, and you rent and you lose. And I got to tell you, the government didn't do anything to help anybody, and neither did the banks. Everybody could, you see, we forgot how to come together as a nation, and we're going to pay a terrible price for it. We're going to pay a terrible, terrible price for it. Everybody is, the Japanese word, I think, is watashi, me, just me. What's in it for me? Well, I got to tell you, we got to do something. We have no industry. We have Silicon Valley. Oh, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I'll take 6 silicons. Yeah. Can you eat them? No, you can't eat them. Well, how about the crops? Well, you know, everything's going up in price. It doesn't pay to ship the goods into New York anymore. New York's got 5 days' worth of food. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in this 6th day? They won't be sending the wine back, I'll tell you. Here's part 2.
Yeah.
That's a little Latin tune that goes back to the 50s. I'm stuck in the 50s. And For You is the name of that tune, I think. Para Ti. I think that's what it is. That's a tribute to all the Latinos and all the Puerto Ricans who, again, came here in the 50s. And they all got jobs and they all started a low-paying jobs. And today, they're in charge of companies. And they live the American dream. And they were independent. And I just want to tell all these Latinos out there that don't let the Democrats round you up and put you in their corral and tell you that you're being discriminated against and nobody loves you but them. And then they give you a ladder with three broken bottom rungs. You can never get a leg up unless you depend on them. Screw them. Get out of that corral. If they find out you're Catholic, they will hate you. Why, some of my best friends are Catholics. Yeah. Viva Cristo Rey. Yep. Get away from those. Get away from the Party de la Muerte. The Party of Death. Get out there and be your own man. You don't need anybody's crutches. So hang in there and we'll see where we're going.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm just listening to Rush Limbaugh. He's playing clips from some clown in the Party of Death, Party de la Muerte. And he's comparing what's going on now to this is the greatest financial. Loving it. We're back. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. What's the latest going on? Well, you know, they had hearings today, and the head of Chase, who lost $2 billion, he was being castrated by the Congress, by the Senate. And it was very interesting to see the senators up there. And when they came across each name, what they should have done, you know, when they say, like, Chuck Schumer, senator from Democrat, from New, Demo Combo, from New York, then underneath that they should have put Chase Champagne contributions $3 million. And then when they went to the next guy, Senator Howdy Doody, Chase contributions $2 million. Yeah, and they're all up there, and it was disgusting. But even worse than that is Henry Waxman attacking baseball. Henry Waxman thinks a pop fly is something that happens to you in the bathroom. Yeah. He is going to get justice for the American people against Roger Clemens. And he's going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Roger Clemens stole second base. So you think it could get any worse? Now they got Harry Reid, this Filipino boxer who lost in a split decision in Las Vegas the other night. I think his name is Paquito something. He's a very good guy. Everybody likes him. And the deck could have been stacked against him. You know, it could have been big money betting against him. So Harry Reid's calling for an investigation. Now, that's baseball and boxing covered by the Senate and the Congress. Now, what's next? Are we going to have investigations into tennis? Will Debbie Wasserman Schultz call for hearings on who's not playing with the right tennis balls? Or is it bowling? Are we going to have bowling hearings? Yes, and Carl Levin is going to make a 7-10 pickup. Yeah, when he makes a 7-10 pickup, it's $7 million from this champagne contributor and $10 million from that champagne contributor. These guys are all up there lining their pockets, making bucks. And here they're looking down at this Jamie Dimon, who is only trying to make millions for Chase. And what they're really saying is, Jamie, you have too much money, and if we take it in taxes, we can siphon off a lot of it. That's what they're really saying. It's really sad. Well, speaking of siphoning off and getting the word out there, I had an article I was going to share with you, and what it is Obama is leaking more stuff. But right now, the leaks are starting to hurt him because they just leaked his plan for giving foreign corporations a pass while punishing American corporations. And let me see if I can go up and read it to you. And I'll tell you what it's all about. You'll be seeing it on the news tonight. Yep, he's going after those American corporations, those greedy American corporations. But he's going to let the foreign corporations come here and break the law. So here's what it says. And this is really, you know this is bad. Obama trade document leaked revealing new corporate powers and broken campaign promises. He broke a campaign promise. What happened to hope and change? Yeah, hope and change. Those guys are running around. They're looking for him right now. They're hoping to find him, and they're going to change him. Yeah. A critical document from President Barack Obama's free trade negotiations with 8 Pacific nations was leaked online early Wednesday morning. Leaked. This guy is the Titanic of leaks. Imagine one gay private in intelligence leaked 80,000 emails to WikiLeaks because he felt
that the government was not protecting and catering to the gay people like they should be catered to. So to get even, he gave up 80,000 secret documents. How's that, huh? Boy, that's the spirit, isn't it? Yeah, how great. And he's only a private. The leaked document has been posted in the website of Public Citizen, a longtime critic of the Obama's trade objectives. The new leak, it follows substantial controversy surrounding the secrecy of the talks, in which some members of Congress have complained they're not being given the same access to trade documents that corporate officials receive. Yeah, this guy has got a closed shop. The outrageous stuff in this leaked text may well be why U.S. trade officials have been so extremely secretive about these past 2 years of trade. 2 years this guy has been keeping this close to the vest, said Lori Wallach, director of Public Citizen's Global Trade Watch, in a written statement. Now, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, he's incensed. He wasn't incensed when he voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. Oh, you didn't know that. Never trust anybody from Oregon. Yep, never trust a woman with two last names, and definitely never trust a guy who wears brown shoes with a blue suit. Requiring further disclosure, House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa has gone so far as to leak a separate document from the talks on his website. If you're going to leak, I'm going to leak. Everybody's leaking. Other senators are considering writing a letter. They're going to write a letter. I'm considering writing a letter. Did you ever see them when they get caught stealing? Senator, they say that you took $7 million in insider trading tips. Well, insider trading is not illegal if you're in the Senate. We passed a law that said insider trading is good for us, bad for everybody else. Yeah, but Senator, that's a lot of money. Well, I'm shocked and I'm appalled. And those are the two buzzwords they always use. Shocked and appalled. You know the difference between a demo camo when he gets caught stealing and a Republican when he gets caught stealing? The repuppy says, I didn't do it. And the demo camo says, you can't prove it. Oh, we in trouble. The newly leaked document is one of the most controversial of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. They're divvying us up and they're selling us to the highest bidder. It addresses a broad sweep of regulations governing international investment and reveals the Obama administration's advocacy for policies that environmental activists, financial reform advocates, and labor unions have long rejected for eroding key protections currently in domestic laws. Under the agreement advocated by Obama, American corporations would continue to be subject to domestic laws, harassment, and regulations on the environment and banking and other issues. And Roger Clemens' pitching average. But foreign corporations operating within the United States would be permitted to appeal key American legal or regulatory rulings to an international tribunal. Oh, we got international tribunals coming. And the Marine Corps is going to get blue helmets. That international tribunal would be granted the power to overrule American law. Yeah, that's the ticket. And then we can use them for other things, like quartering foreign troops. Yeah. And impose trade sanctions on the United States for failing to abide by its rulings. This guy wasted 2 years on this crap. I would have had it dead in the water in one coffee break. The terms run contrary to campaign promises. No, campaign promises, that's wrong. Lies issued by Obama and the Partido de la Muerte, the party of death. during the 2008 lying campaign. So there you go. There's the story. That's the story, Jerry. Oh, by the way, the opening tune was Earth Angel. If you danced to that tune as a teenager, you were in paradise. You were in paradise, and you were seeing a girl, and you had a crush on her. Today, they crush them with, what is it, roofies? Is that what they're using today to crush the girls? Roofies. Yeah, CIA spy tells the truth. And people wonder why protesters are out in the streets. Corporations are running roughshod over people. How about the government? The biggest business in America, unequaled in the world, is the United States government. That is the biggest business. Why do we need unions for government employees? Why would you need a union as a government employee? Who is the most generous? The easiest to be pushed over? Who is the most vote-buying? The federal government. Why would you have to organize a union as a government employee? In other words, you've organized that union against me. I'm the taxpayer. All those bums up there, they have no money. They're spending my money. And you're going to tell me you're going to organize a union and demand more from me than I can make for myself? You got to be kidding. Isn't that a form of communism? Comrade, the day after his inauguration, President Obama promised a new era of openness. We will work together to ensure the public trust and establish a system of transparency. And that's why I'm promoting czars, because I don't need congressional approval. I'll bring in my own czars. And you know what? I don't even have to go to the meetings. All I have to do is legislate. Yeah, and there's Chuck Schumer today playing ambulance chaser with the Chase Manhattan Bank. Get ready for a new flag down the road, a new socialist banner to fly over the White House. Do you know what? It's going to take the next president 2 years just to undo the damage that this guy has done. It's going to take him 2 years. You know how many judges we got to get off the benches, and principals and schools? How many we got to get rid of? Operation Half is the only way to go. These people have no intention of cutting any spending. They will not give up one dime. They're just going to move the dime around the corner where nobody can see it. Operation Half. And there definitely should not be unions in government service. That's not the name of the game. Unions are for private industry. That's a joke. Okay. Peter won't like this. And what does the U.S. Surgeon General say? Words like legitimate and non-discriminatory can have flexible interpretations among international tribunals. Too many lawyers, my friends. That's all they do is they write all of this legalese crap that nobody can understand but them. And then you can't get rid of them. I used to work in an automotive warehouse, and there were two guys that ran the fourth floor. It was all mufflers and pipes, and the pipes were numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and these guys used to put them out of order, and they had their own code for where number 6 would be. Number 6 would be where maybe 45 is. And you know why they did it? Because they wanted to protect their jobs. Can't fire them because they're the only guys who know where the pipes are. And it's the same thing down here. Same thing down here in this crooked government of ours that can be bought and sold on the international market. And let's go back to insider trading. Here's the president of Chase Manhattan today. I'm trying to think of his name. Diamond. Jamie Diamond. And he is apologizing for a $2 billion mistake to the federal government. And somebody said that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac made a $200 billion mistake, and nobody said boo to them. And you know why? Because it's not their money, it's your money. and you don't need it because you don't know how to spend it. You don't need that vacation. You don't need that new shirt. What you need to do is pay your taxes. Operation Half is the only way to go. And when they find out, when you see the president come on the TV and say, I can't pay the bill. I can't pay the bill because I only got $50 this week. Yeah, you'll see how quick they go on the Jamie Craig diet, money diet. Yeah, I just lost $80 billion in 2 days. Yeah, hang in there. We'll give you a tune.
Targeting a popcorn and milkshakes now. The man is mad with power. Wait till he goes after Reese's Peenies. I mean, Reese's Pieces. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. He's going after popcorn. You know, too much butter on the popcorn. Sergeant, arrest that man. I want to go into his office with a 64-ounce milkshake and a shaky container. And this is, I'm right over him in the desk, the container collapses. Oh, God, we're in trouble. Mad with power. He took all the parking spots in New York, and he pushed the cars out 3 feet. I think it was 3 feet. Might be 4 feet. Pushed the cars out 4 feet. So the cars are now parked in the middle of the block. And the only way you can really... a lot of the people now, they form block groups, and they don't take the same car to work. They take the one that's available. And sometimes, just to move up, they don't really drive the car. They just move up one car length. they jump into the next car seat, and then they jump up to the next car seat. It gives them time to rest before they have to get all the way to work. It's really bad, man. It's really sad. So he's got this bicycle lane. All the cars are in the middle of the street. And now the bicycle lane is strewn with bodies because I guess the people in the cars, especially the yellow cab drivers, you know, all you do is you see a guy on a bicycle and all of a sudden you hear crash and Allahu Akbar. It is bad, man. And all you see are yellow cabs, man. There's not a sea of yellow cabs. You know, so the streets are littered with bicyclists. And they're all wounded. And they, you know what they do? They don't have ambulances for the bicyclists. They have another bicycle. And they drape them over the bicycle. I used to say George Bush. You know what bothered me about George Bush? My cowboy never rode a horse. Every time I seen him, he was on his bicycle. I had dreams of him coming out of the Hindu Kush, that he was going to ride into the Hindu Kush on his bicycle and get bin Laden and bring his body out, you know, draped over the handlebars. Oh, it's terrible, man. And you know what? Everybody thinks that we have this, like, you know, a marathon. That's not a marathon. People are trying to get out of New York. Okay, well, speaking of people trying to get out of New York, here's a guy that's trying to get out of Syria. I don't know if you know what's happening in Syria, but I'll tell you right now, those people got sold out. They got sold out big time by the United States. I tell you, I wouldn't be too thrilled if America said to me, I want to be your friend. I'd say, for how long? Can I get a five-minute hold on friendship? Colin Powell, I hate to say this, a Soviet appeaser. I was never comfortable with this second-rate general. Schwarzkopf was the man. I always felt he had a golden ticket from the Repuppies. Look, we like blacks. And that thinking can be deadly when you put a man in power that has the lives of thousands of troops in his hands. When the Republican Guard was out in the open, and we could have finished them all off, he told Bush not to take them out. He called it a turkey shoot. So Bush called off the run on the highway of death. He never should have done that. The Republican Guards went on to use women and children as shields. And so therefore, I blame Colin Powell with the high body count in Iraq. No real general would ever make that appeasement call. Would Patton? Patton shot two mules for holding up a tank column and threw them off a bridge. When the going got tough, he endorsed the great Poupon communist, a brother, over the good of the country. He really japped, pardon that expression, that's a World War II expression. It's supposed to be erased from my mind, but the brainwashing crew is late this week. And now he sanctions the murder of the Syrian people by the Russians, the Iranians, and the Chinese. Remember what Jimmy from Brooklyn says. These people are not split. They're united. They pretend to be split, but they're united. This mental quisling needs to move on and stop wasting lives for the useless nations. That's the UN. That's what the acronym stands for, useless nations. Syria is to Obama as Rwanda and 911 is to Clinton. How clever the Democrats were. They took that 911 blame and they dumped it all on Bush. What did Bush know and when did he know it? But I'll tell you what they didn't know. 40 days before 911, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. Now, after 911, I said, do you think that they would vote to burn the flag today? And 1 year later, they tried to pass a law about flag desecration, and it lost by one vote. And all the ones who voted for it before, with the exception of one person, voted to burn it again. So, and if you listened to our show last night, we were talking about the connection between the Communist Party and the Democrat Party. That's why I call them demo camos. And I think you're going to really get your heart broken. And I really feel sorry for this generation that's out there trying to earn a living and raise families right now. Man, you got a stacked deck against you. You got bills to pay that you don't even know about. Me, I mean, if they do away with health care for the elderly, I can just crawl in a corner and or go into the freezer and keep those checks coming. Oh yeah, this corpse has been dead for 27 years. Did the check come? Where was Powell when Obama took on two-gun Gaddafi for the Iranians? Yeah, Obama was real tough when it came to taking out a guy that was completely neutralized. But now he's got bigger fish to fry. He's going to watch his over 10,000 dead Assyrians, women and children. They were torturing 8-year-olds. This man is, don't forget, there's no difference between Bashar al-Assad and Saddam Hussein. Bashar's a little taller, but they're both from the Ba'ath Party. And you know why Obama doesn't want to go and help the Syrians? Because he might find those weapons of mass destruction that Saddam hid there. No, and then the Republicans would have been right about going to Iraq. Yeah, oh, never happened. You know, I like the guys who argue about military maneuvers who have never been in the military. Can you peel a potato? No. Damascus is DNC headquarters, and if you don't believe me, go to my website and see who gets the best palace seats. www.mediacrapmatters.us www.mediacrapmatters.us, and you will see three Democamos sitting in seats next to Bashar al-Assad. And in one scene, it's Senator Nelson, and Bashar al-Assad is holding his hand. He's holding his own hand in a grip, his right hand, like he's closing the fingers on it. And I put a caption underneath there, and it says, "When you voted to kill children, how do you do it with the scissors? How do you hold the neck?" Yeah, I show no mercy to baby killers and flag burners. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I learned that they were going to Disney World, I stocked the tank with sharks and put a sign up, "Get your picture taken with the dolphins." Yeah. Hang in there, we'll give you another tune, and then we'll come back and we'll read some more from the good book. Oh, we could, yeah, we'll do one chain melody.
Look at it.
You know, we got too many lawyers. You turn on Fox, almost everybody on there has a law degree. You go to Washington, and half, I wouldn't say half, but it's more than half, but everybody's got a law degree. And that crowds out a lot of, I don't like it when it's all lawyers in Washington, because that means there's no representation for small business. There's no, in the Senate or in the Congress. And I just don't like it. And so I think I'm going to pass a law that will allow us to cut down on the number of lawyers. And I think I'm going to issue an edict that from now on, lawyers and defendants will both get the same penalty as just the defendant used to get. So, in other words, if a guy is convicted of murder, his lawyer will also be convicted. Yeah. And when they go to the electric chair, they can either do they can either go alphabetically, like attorney and client, and the attorney would go first, or they could do the old coin toss. And if it's a life sentence, then that's good too. And you could put them both in the same cell, so that the defendant can tell the lawyer that if he had won, he'd be a free man now, and they could debate. Yeah, with a sharpened spoon. Unbelievable, right? And in divorce cases, when the lawyer loses in the divorce case, he gets the custody of the kids. You like that? And want to hear a better one? You know, they want to legalize pot. You know, they want to go from lotto, when they legalize gambling, they want to go now to poto. And I say, we got a big drug problem. And one out of five Americans is a junkie. And we got a real big drug problem. And it costs a lot of money because Jimmy's Jones is being spread out like an assigned risk policy in insurance. And it's costing everybody. First he robs you, and then he becomes, if he's a member of the family, you got to pay to defend him. And then you've got to watch your pocketbook when he's around the house. You don't think that goes on, right? Oh, no, not in my place. No, no. No, Cecil will never do the marijuana. Oh. Unbelievable. See all the drugs coming into this country, man? That, you know, they can't stop drugs. You know why? It'll destroy our balance of trade deficit. Yeah, and besides, it's... there's import duties and taxes. Well, so I say, you know what you do? If you want to get rid of drugs, you make it the death penalty for first-time marijuana smokers. The first time they're caught, you execute them. Now, I know that's rough, and we're going to lose a lot of friends and relatives. But I guarantee you in 3 weeks, everybody is off. Everybody's off the weed. So you can write me care of Weed Whackers Anonymous. One little Brazilian soft shoe will pay a tribute to the Brazilians. Thank you. in that earlier tune that was played, Varsity Drag. That was an early Tito Puente tune. And the pianist was, oh, man, it's an English guy. It's George Shearing. Fantastic. He did a great Latin piano. Fantastic. And that was Perez Prado. And one thing you noticed about that, they try to keep all those people employed. They always had the big band sound. You know, they had 20-piece, 30-piece orchestras. So they try to employ as many people as possible. Today, one guy comes out on the stage with a drug habit, vomits on the audience, and everybody pays $200 for a ticket. Yeah, and all he's got is a guitar. And now the EPA is going after Gibson guitars because they're using wood from India. And the wood from India has the best sound, but the EPA wants to make money on it. So we're saying goodbye until we ride, and we're going to ride off into the sunset. And I'll close with a Goodfellas song.
Heart and soul.
Yes,
all my